Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org described how unilateral muscle overuse isn't so unilateral. Some studies have shown that unilateral exercise can also affect the contralateral limb. For example, strength training one limb also improves the opposite untrained limb. Additionally, many afflictions, like painful Achilles tendinopathy, present bilaterally, but the mechanism behind this is unknown. Therefore, Song and colleagues sought to examine whether unilateral muscle overuse will produce bilateral muscle damage and how the tissue in both the exercise and contralateral limbs compare to controls. The authors divided 24 rabbits into control or experimental groups. The experimental groups received unilateral electrical stimulation to their right tricep psoriatic muscle and simultaneous forced movement of their foot using a kicking machine. This caused eccentric loading. This motion was continued for 2 hours and repeated every other day for 1, 3, or 6 weeks. The contralateral limb was left alone. Upon sacrifice, muscle tissue from the soleus and gastrocnemius were dissected from both limbs and prepared for histological analysis. At all time points, for all parameters, the exercised soleus muscle of the experimental group was more damaged than the control group, as you'd expect. Additionally, the damage after 6 weeks of exercise was greater than the animals that only performed 1 week of exercise. Interestingly, after 3 and 6 weeks of exercise, the non-exercised contralateral soleus muscle was also significantly different from the control group. The gastrocnemius changes in both the exercised and contralateral limbs peaked after 3 weeks of exercise. In addition to the muscle, nerve tissue in both the gastrocnemius and soleus of the exercised and contralateral limbs showed changes after 3 and 6 weeks of exercise. Muscle and nerve changes were focal. These findings of increased turnover and damage in muscle and nerve tissue in the uninvolved limb suggest that unilateral muscle overuse also impairs the contralateral limb. However, changes to the contralateral muscles are preceded by changes to the exercised muscles. The authors speculate that the nervous system may be one of the underlying mechanisms of the cross-transfer effect. However, we cannot identify the true origin of the damage. While the authors did not note any functional compensation in the contralateral limb following overuse, they could have used gait analysis, or EMG, to monitor potential functional compensations. While this is a basic science study, these findings have implications for clinical practice. If left untreated, a unilateral injury may transition to the contralateral side, thereby creating a more substantial clinical problem. This past week, we also had two other posts on sportsmedres.org, that's res.org. The first was, More is Better in Relation to Concussion Detection, which discussed a recent systematic review that found that dual task activities may help differentiate patients with and without a concussion better than single-task activities. And the second post was, Pre-Participation Cardiovascular Screening Among NCAA Division I Institutions, which discussed a recent survey study that evaluated how many NCAA Division I football programs used routine, non-invasive cardiovascular screening in their pre-participation physicals. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a histological study which found that low-level laser therapy combined with platelet-rich plasma may improve healing in calcaneal tendons. We also learned from a systematic review that physical therapists provide effective and safe spinal manipulation for the treatment of low back pain. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.